Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. In from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, it is Executive Director Sherry Wilt with all kinds of things going on and everything from early in October, taking us all the way into the Christmas shopping season. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a good morning.
It
in the
is. I'm loving the rain.
Yeah, this is great.
We needed it.
We did. And actually, if personally, it could rain all the rest of the day and then get nice tomorrow, and I probably wouldn't complain too much.
That's true. Yeah. I'm loving the cooler weather.
That is the big thing right there.
I'm ready for some fall.
Yeah, I think just about everybody that I talk to, I'm sure there's a few folks that just haven't said too much to me, but you know, the input I get from people is it's just kind of nice Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce weather, you know?
This rain?
Yeah.
Well, because we needed it.
Pleasant temperatures.
Oh, yes, okay.
Rain, yeah. The pleasant 70-ish, 80-ish temperatures,
yeah, we'll
as opposed
that.
To the 90s and 100s.
Yeah. 90 in late September is just not right.
I didn't order that stuff.
No, I didn't. We didn't either. Yeah. It was not the chamber, so.
Yeah. Are we going to have snow for Christmas?
We're going to have it in late. The Farmer's Almanac says that we will have late hard winter.
Okay.
So we're thinking very end of December, January, February.
But we can guarantee
after
that there will be ice downtown, whether the snow or not.
Yes, there will be ice. There will be a big chunk of ice downtown in our north parking lot.
You even know where it's going to be. That's amazing.
We do. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we're paying strategically to have that ice there. But we are bringing in an ice rink. Hopefully most people have heard that by now. But and the reason we're doing that, because we had the question the other day, why are you guys doing that? And we wanted to kind of give a gift back to the community. We wanted to highlight downtown. But more importantly, we're like, okay, we always do our educational campaign, stay here, shop local. What would drive people to our community? What would keep our local people here instead of going, somewhere else? And then it was so funny. We kind of started chasing a rabbit, and somebody threw out that wild idea of doing an ice rink, and, we started researching it, and the more we researched, there's synthetic ice rinks, there's real ice rinks. We met with several people, and long story short, we ended up going real ice and found somebody actually out of Oklahoma City who has a fascinating story. He's actually from Russia. He was a competitive ice dancer, and this is what he does. And he used to do the one down in Tulsa. I don't know what all happened there, but he did it for like 5 years, and now he's doing several around the area. He even goes a couple down in Texas, and so he's doing our rink for us. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. But that will bring people from surrounding areas here, and that's what we're looking for. And we're doing things to encourage them while they're here to go out and shop, go out and eat. And why do we want that? Because that's sales tax. Why do we want sales tax? Because we're the only community or the only state in the country who funds most all of their city services through sales tax collections. And everyone knows sales tax collections are a challenge for all communities right now because of internet sales, because just it's declining. And so hopefully with our new retail opening, TJ Maxx and the Silver Lake Village there, we're hoping that helps. But bringing people in, and so when they're done skating, when they return their skates, they will have a coupon book with a lot of our local merchants in it. And obviously it's good through the holidays, so they don't have to go do it right while they're here, but that will encourage them to go out, shop. We're also going to do something with our restaurants to, entice people to come on in. Maybe we'll skate, then go have pizza, or go eat at Paint Horse, or wherever. And so we're doing a lot to encourage people to come here. And it's been really fun. When we posted it on our, we have a special, it's called Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville Facebook page, mm-hmm. and we just threw it out there. We had, in a 24-hour period, over 50,000 views, and people were tagging people left and right. The comments, we had like 180, 200 comments. And you could tell from some of the comments, these were not all local people. They were tagging from all over because it was things like, hey, let's go make a day of it. We need to go up to Bartlesville. And so just from the verbiage they were using, you could tell they weren't all local people. They're going to be coming in. And so that's our goal. That's why we're doing it. We want to, like I said, highlight downtown. We want to do it for our local people, keep them here, because, a lot of our people go, to Tulsa to skate. And our rink is going to be, there's free parking downtown. You don't have to pay to park. Our downtown is safe. So we've got a lot of benefits, and ours is going to be more of a festival. There, basically, you go and you skate, and that's all there is. You stand in line, which is, you know, that's great. But ours, if you happen to have to stand in line with the kiddos or, you know, your sweetheart or whatever, we've got lots of things planned. We are using the whole Chamber Park property, which people don't realize that South Park along Frank Phillips there, all the way over to our North parking lot. We own all of that. And so we're going to have activities all the way through, starting with the South Park. I always call it the gazebo area, but that area, that's going to be on Saturdays for sure. We've got that almost booked. We have live entertainment, local live entertainment that'll play in there. We have kids games coming along on that South Lawn. We have live carriage rides every time we're open that will go through downtown. Very nice couple. It's a beautiful series. It's gorgeous. It's going to be really fun. We have a big Christmas tree that will be out front in the center. Great photo ops along the way. Coming around kind of the north side in front of the visitor center, that north lawn is what I would call it. We're going to have movies in the park, which that's getting real close to the rink. So let's say you have to stand in line a little bit. We're going to have hay bales sitting out there. So it's like a little mini drive-in, and kids can sit on the hay bales, watch the, we're going to do the old-fashioned movies, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the ones that take you back to your childhood, you know, Frosty the Snowman, those movies. And they can sit on the hay bales. You're still in line kind of along the sidewalk if there happens to be a line. But the kids are entertained. You're entertained. You can still see the kids. It's safe. But yet there's things all along the way for you guys, you know, for the families to do. There'll be concessions, hot cocoa, that kind of thing. And then the rinks. So there's just lots of things happening. We're going to have strolling characters. We're going to have surprise character sightings, Christmas characters, anywhere from the Grinch stole Christmas characters to Star Wars. So we're working up a calendar of different events, and we'll obviously be publicizing that on our Facebook page.
And I think the new Star Wars film comes out, what is it, December 22nd, I think, something like that.
Oh, so that would be a good weekend to do that. So anyhow, thanks to Sutterfield Financial, the financial group, they are our big, major sponsor, and they're making this possible. And they're the ones that are letting us use some of their costumes from their past year's floats, because they go all out on their floats every year. If anybody's been to the Christmas parade, they hands down just, I mean, they start building that float like 3 months, 4 months out.
Which I mean, back in the days of building floats for parades when you know, it was more economically feasible for smaller organizations to do that, that's when you started working on those floats.
Right.
Yeah.
So we also have on Saturday afternoons from 1 to 3, we have Santa. And it's the very grand Santa in town. Mm-hmm. He will be there.
The jolly old elf himself.
Yes. And a lot of you know who I'm talking about. But, just beautiful costume and just, you know, Santa. We're going to be doing pictures, just photo opportunities. Santa will be there. It's not like formal where we'll take the pictures and you have to buy them or anything. You can just take them with your cell phone, camera, whatever. But Santa will be there. We found this beautiful red velvet chair. It was so funny at a garage sale. And the lady was so excited that's what we were going to be using it for. But it's just a perfect Santa chair. And it'll be by the train. So you kind of have the train in the background with Santa, with your kids, family. And so we'll be doing that on the Saturdays that it'll be open. So the rink opens. Actually, November 30th is kind of our soft opening. It'll be with chamber members. It's going to be a big party, grand opening with our chamber members. And then it opens to the public December the 1st. And it'll be open every Thursday and Friday evenings from 6 to 10. And it'll be open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 10 p.m. And Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we're using it for private parties if anyone's interested. We're also using the rink all through the day. It's funny what comes out when people find out you've got this going on. We have a professional figure skater that lives here from Canada who competed professionally, competitively, and we have learn to skate lessons for all ages, starting with preschool all the way through adult, like adult over your lunch hour. You see these people jogging on their lunch hours downtown.
I think I made the comment last time you were on. I think I was like a high school freshman the last time I had ice skates on. So
well, there you go. So you could learn to skate all ages, and it's, you know, we have them grouped by ages. So your 10-year-old's not skating with a 3-year-old or whatever. Yeah. So different ice skating lessons. We have homeschool, lessons for homeschool. On Saturdays, this is really fun. It's called shinny, which is a Canadian term. Mm-hmm. And basically it's hockey without the pads.
Right.
And so we'll be doing some games there. We have somebody that'll organize it, and we've got some people interested in that. So there's just lots of opportunities, lots of, you know, we're really trying to utilize it, bring some unique opportunities to people. They'll be doing she calls it a carnival. We're calling it a recital, because I don't want people to think it's a carnival like we think of a carnival.
No, use the European term carnival. You're good.
Yes. Yeah. So, but what we would think of as a recital, kind of.
Okay.
On December 21st, all the kids and adults that, because we have a synchro class that's for older kids and adults, kind of like synchronized swimming. But on December 21st, that'll show the public, you know, what everybody's learned and just kind of have a little recital. So it's going to be fun. We've got lots of fun things planned and happening. And one other thing we have that we're looking for are strolling carolers. So I'm putting out the plea here. If you're in a church choir or you just sing and you've got family members that sing or friends that sing, we are looking for people that preferably, they don't have to, but we're really trying to create this as an old-fashioned feel, that family-friendly, very old-fashioned Christmas. We would love to have strolling Dickens characters, carolers, just kind of strolling through around the property. And, you know, we can help with costuming a little bit, but it doesn't have to be over the top costumed out. But and if you can't do that, if you don't want to do it,
find the top hat, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that, you know, if you could just dress cute with carolers. But we're looking for people that will just stroll and carol around the property. We'll obviously be having Christmas music playing, you know, during on the rink for the skating. But you've got a lot of other property that we'd like just the strolling carolers to come. So basically, if someone's interested, whatever works in your schedule works in our schedule. If it's, you know, during our open times, and if you could sing for an hour, great. Maybe you want to stay the whole evening, great. You know, we're flexible. We just want to have carolers out there that they'll stroll and carol. The other thing we're looking for are, and we have, thank you to First Church United Methodist, we have a live nativity two nights. They've committed to two nights. You know, somebody else may say, hey, we'll take two nights.
Yeah.
And just kind of remind people, here's really what Christmas is all about. And so that's going to be part of it. A few nights, we're looking for more.
Yeah.
You know, come on, a couple of sheep, a donkey, and you know, baby Jesus, and you know, I mean, it's not that hard to coordinate. So, if that's something that you might be interested in, it does not have to be through a church. But if you could put it together, we would love to talk to you. So there's lots of opportunities, lots of ways to volunteer, which is the other thing. And then we'll move on because I know we need to take a break. But we need volunteers. We have a staff of six. Obviously, we cannot pull off a month-long festival. Just all of us, and we've been very fortunate. People are signing up their three-hour shifts. Phillips, Conoco, their network groups have really stepped up. A lot of other companies have stepped up. We need like 7 to 9 volunteers each night to work various stations and things at the festival. And so if you're interested in that, there's a calendar, all of this information, the skating lessons, the volunteer calendar, just information you can also find on our website at bartlesville.com, and it's the big box. You can't miss it when you open the page. So call us, look on the website. We would love to hear from some people. So
regular number 918-336-8708.
Yep.
Okay. If this is interested, something to you, or maybe you can talk to your community organization about, you know, your local board coming out or whatever it might be, give her a call and schedule the time. Christmas in Bartlesville, and we'll continue with a few other chamber happenings when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking, among other things, Christmas time with Sherry Wilt. Sounds like it's going to be a big deal, and I know there are other chamber events between now and then.
Yeah, on top of all of this, we're still doing our regular job. So, you know, there's a lot of things the chamber does. Got some things.
So the new guide is ready to go. You need
yes.
some advertisers for that.
The deadline for that is really next week. We're closing that down. It's our community profile piece that sells our community, and we get lots of calls, lots of requests. A lot of our companies, realtors, will use it for recruitment purposes. It's pretty much all things Bartlesville. You know, we really try to showcase what all Bartlesville has to offer, from, you know, cultural activities to housing to education, healthcare. Just it really covers all aspects of Bartlesville. So it's a great piece. And if you're interested, if you're looking to reach new people, this would be a great way to do it. So give us a call on that. If you're interested, we can get the information to you, and you can have an ad in there. So that's coming up. Deadline next week.
Okay. Business After Hours and all those other things.
Yes, we have Business After Hours October 5th, and Chenoweth & Cohen Realtors, they're south of town, always do our October one, and it's usually beautiful fall weather, kind of out in their parking lot, in their offices too, but it's kind of an indoor-outdoor one. They always bring in barbecue and beer and, you know, soft drinks and things, so it's a lot of fun. It's a good one. And After Hours is just a great way to connect, to meet people, to kind of start forming those relationships and make those connections. And you're always good about pointing out it does not have to just be the owner or the, you know, person in charge of the business. It's any of your employees. So they can definitely, you know, all come out. Free event, and it's a great way to network.
A lot of other things going on in our community. Chamber is not involved, but we've got a Veterans Day parade coming up. We've got Christmas parades coming up.
Yep.
All kinds of other things going on.
We do. We have lots.
And if you're interested in Christmas in the Ville, you know, give the chamber a call and say, hey, how do we get involved? What do we do? What does it cost me? Which I think is going to be practically nothing. And have a good time.
The rink, and I will put that out there because I don't want people to assume that it's free ice skating. A, that would be crazy with people.
Rockefeller Center doesn't even do that.
Exactly.
I don't think,
Tulsa charges $10, and that's what we're charging is $10. It includes your skates. So, and it's unlimited skate, but that's what the admission will be, which goes to offset the cost of the rink. People, it's not cheap to bring in an ice rink.
You think? News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
Yoganin. The State House Budget Committee has passed a bill to raise the cigarette tax by $1.50 per pack. There could be a full House vote today. The State Department.